Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Deanne Hernandez, and she won the latest Venus Index transformation. I guess that was VT6. So we were just talking before we started recording, like you said, about the process being, well, I don't know, would you say 95% mental? But then you kind of said it's actually 100% mental. So
yes.
Do you want to get into that, like right now? Like continue that thought.
Well, I'll get into it. I kind of have an outline, and I'll just kind of
talk
about
it. Oh, you have an outline. Okay, sure. Then just go with your outline.
I found Venus through Eat Stop Eat, and I found Eat Stop Eat through, I was on the net on a kettlebell blog, and some guy was like, I did this kettlebell 2.0 with ESE. And I was like, what is ESE? So I looked through that. I find Venus. And I found this early last year of 2012 in January.
Okay.
And, I started doing the workouts. I did 8 weeks, and it was funny because I have this chart on my profile in the community. And when you see the chart, I was 139 for 8 weeks. It did not move because I was in this gluten-free La La Land diet. And I was
hang on. So you're gluten-free. Yeah. Do you actually have celiacs?
No, I don't. I was in, you know,
so
just like everybody
doing,
else.
Yeah, you're
like,
just doing it because it sounds
online.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, take gluten-free sounds good. You know, take out white flour. Little did I know that it had more calories than regular flour. But anyhow, so I was just, I don't know what I was doing with my diet. I didn't get into the forums, which is my suggestion if you're new. Really get into the forums. There's so much good information there. But I guess I just wasn't ready at the time. So trying to do it my way. So I did 8 weeks, and you'll see the chart on my profile. It's just 139 the whole entire way. Maybe it went to like 138.5. And I tried fasting at the time. I tried the 24-hour fast, and I did it once successfully, and the other times I would binge at the end of the 24 hours. Like I was watching the time, waiting for it to be like 5 o'clock, and then I would binge and like eat everything and probably more than I should have. So I was kind of not happy with the progress, I was having at the time. Then we moved over the summer, back from Cleveland, Ohio back to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And, in the beginning of August, I decided I was just going to do something active every day. I was going to do Venus 3 times a week, and I was going to just do something active. And so one of the blogs you guys talked about having a streak. So I had a calendar out, and I would just make sure I had a highlighter for every single day that I did something. So it started to look like I was on a streak. And August 27, I decided to join the contest. And that would probably be the best decision I've ever made. And I encourage anybody who's thinking about joining the contest to join. Just take the before pictures, suck it up. I cried when my boyfriend took my before pictures. I literally cried. It's a tough process, but it's the hard truth of what you look like. So just do it, take 5 minutes, turn it in, you know, and do the contest. So in all of August, I lost 5 pounds. And I was back to the weight that I started when I first found Venus in January. I wrote down that John and Brad were right. It created an end goal with a date. So it wasn't just a desire. It was a desire with a date.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that? Did you find like setting your, like, was that intimidating? I know the pictures were traumatic, which like everyone hates that part. But no,
right.
It's true. Well, no, I don't like mine. Like everybody hates that before picture. It's just the worst thing ever. But like when you, did you ever have doubt that you weren't going to finish it, or were you like, I'm finishing this no matter what happens, or?
Oh, sure. I totally had doubt. I mean, I totally had doubt in the beginning. I had to figure out a way, because I was doing the streak like a month before and I didn't intend to ramp up to the contest. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do something every day. Let's keep it simple. Let's do something every day. Mm-hmm. I didn't even worry about
it. And you kept
it
that loose, right? Just like something, not even any more specific
something.
Than something.
Yeah, it didn't matter what I was doing. I was just going to do something every day, and then the contest just came right at the time, 4 weeks of doing something consistently. And then I said, you know, I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing, but now I'm going to be more strict on the diet part.
Okay, so stop right there. So do you feel, in your opinion, that your 4-week loosely defined, just get something done each day, built some momentum for you that you were kind
Yes.
of ready for the next contest.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
then,
So
in your opinion, if
it's
you weren't on that little mini streak of, basically just getting anything done, you don't think you would have been had the confidence to enter?
I'm not quite sure. I think I would have to
You'd have to relive your
go
life,
back to
but in
that.
general, that helped.
Right. Yeah, oh, it totally did. And so for girls who are going, oh, I want to wait for the contest to start, don't wait. Just start now and then ramp up to the contest because,
Yeah,
like
just
you said, it
and
takes
like you
two
said,
contests.
start anything, like just anything.
Yes.
Yeah. So really, the key there was you were cons at least you've built a habit of consistency, Re regardless of what it was. You became consistent at whatever it is what you were doing.
And it felt good. It felt good because for the workout part, I wasn't going to do any cardio. I just walked, did the 10,000 steps a day. And I realized how much people don't move when I started to walk 10,000 steps a day because I was like, well, I don't move this much on a daily basis. Like, I just walked and listened to the podcast, and that was easy. I made it easy and did the weights 3 times a week. So that was
Yeah,
kind of
10,000
awesome.
steps, like that's the recommendation for health and all that. And then when people, if we have sedentary jobs, you realize, oh my God, you might only do like 1,500 in a day, like maybe
Right.
2,000. You're like, what the? Where does how do these people do 10,000? But then someone who has
Right.
an active job is on their feet all day. They're like, they'll pull off 15, 16,000, no problem.
Right. And it's in Los Angeles when you have to get into a car. I mean, your walk from the car into the grocery store is like a couple of hundred. You're not even getting to 1,000 or 500 sometimes to go down, get out of your car and then get back into your car. So you think you're moving around, but you're not. So I did just 3 times a week. I listened to April's podcast, and that was kind of like towards the beginning of. I started looking at the forums. They're like, "Oh, I work out 4 times a week. I work out 5 times a week." Like a lot of the veterans or the girls that are really more into it. And then April said, "Nope, I'm going to do this 3 times." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm with April. I'm going to do this 3 times a week." And
So did you sort of model her then, like as like the person you
Kind
looked
of,
at?
I guess you could say that. I know Alicia kind of did it 3 times a week too, at least for the most part. And so I just had to make it easy in my head. A lot of this was like a negotiation process in my head. I had to, and I kind of had this laid out, but a lot of it was mental. Like, I had to. There was a part of me that didn't want to do it, and a part of me that wanted to do it. And so I had to keep it simple. Like for the diet, I didn't want to give up dessert, but I researched into foods that I can eat that were within calories. So I would find a popsicle that was 40 calories, and I was like, dude, I could have two of those, So I made it easy so that whenever there was an objection in my head, I had an answer. Like for working out, if I didn't feel like working out, I would say, hey, you know what? We're going to work out anyway. And then if you want to lift light and you don't want to lift with 8 intensity, just lift with 5 intensity. And then by the time I got on the bench, I would lift with 8 intensity anyway. But I would negotiate with myself. Doesn't have to be that hard. Let's just keep it simple and keep it easy.
And that happens a lot, doesn't it? Where you don't feel like being there, then once you're there, and then you by the end of it, you're like, oh, this is a good workout. And it's like overcoming the inertia. It's like sometimes you're what you want to do and what you kind of the state that your mind and body is in, it's not congruent. So you have to like make little deals with yourself. It's like we all have split personalities or something, and you're making a deal with your other person, your personality that doesn't want to work out.
Yes. And that's it's like a negotiation with your parts. Like I had written down this quote. It says, every one of us, every day, there's something we want to do. We're capable of doing it, but we're not doing it. And what that means is the part of us that wants to not do it is the one that's in control. So it's kind of like you're like the driver of the bus, and you have to get everybody in the bus, which is like the different parts of you, to go the same way and to agree going the same direction. So you have to kind of come up with a vision that's okay for everybody. It's like you're running a company inside of you, and the leader just has to say, okay, is everybody okay with doing this? And when everybody agrees, then you get to what you want, as opposed to everybody disagreeing. So.
And while we're talking about it,
Oh, go ahead.
at the risk of sounding like we're all schizophrenic, but it's true. Like, It's this sort of doesn't come naturally. You have to sort of work into it. Most people don't just grow up naturally being drawn towards lifting weights. It's over time you can like become addicted to it and really enjoy it, but there's inertia. Like you have to get used to it first.
And then one big huge thing for me that kind of I would say my turning point was when I entered the contest. I had read a book that's called If I'm So Smart, Why Can't I Lose Weight? And there's this one chapter I'll never forget. It's about exercise, and it said, be the giver, not the receiver. And like exercise without expecting anything in return. And then at that moment when I read that chapter, I realized that my whole entire life I have been mean to my body. Like, you say, okay, I'm going to go on this diet, and then a week later you fall off, and then you condemn your body, condemn yourself for falling off. And then you know what I mean? Like you don't you're the one that's messing up, and then you condemn your body for being the way it is. So because I had some issues before with like loving yourself, like I don't know if some women have that or many women have that, just loving yourself. I
You
had
know what?
to.
Guys have it too. They just don't call it that and they don't talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then a lot of people have that self-love issue. So when I was doing the contest, I decided that every time I worked out, I would give to my body, not myself, but my body, like a separate entity. Like my body was this thing that was separate from me. Like it housed my soul. It allows me to walk around in this world and live in this world. So I'm gonna give to it. Kind of like when you give to someone you love, or you're giving somebody a present, or you're making your boyfriend coffee every morning because you love him. I was going to work out from that place where I wasn't going to expect anything in return. And so somehow that worked. I guess you just have to sometimes find a way in your mind to make it work. And so that worked for me,
So this is
where
all
I
part
could.
of what you were describing as the whole thing really is a mental struggle.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's see.
That's interesting. I don't think anyone's ever said it that way, where the whole process was a gift being given to your body, which is really a gift being given to yourself, but you had to compartmentalize.
Right.
Yeah. Which
Right.
it.
And it's funny because Olya said that in her podcast. I caught that because, I was walking and I was listening to, she said it was more like a gift, but more specifically, I had to really separate that it wasn't a gift to myself. It was a gift to my body. Like my body was something, a separate entity from myself. So, and
Did
that's
that
when I
now at
realized.
towards the end, once you started building the habit and seeing the results, did it start feeling like you were really giving that to yourself, or was it always a separate thing? Like, did that change?
Oh, then it all melded together once I got to the end. It's like, oh, I
Good.
have this brand new. I put it on my blog. I had this brand new brain. Like, it's funny. I realized that in the past, and I'm sure most people who are overweight or are not where they want to be go through this. The mental like barrage, like just how we trash ourselves mentally, like going into the mall and trying on a size 10 dress, and then you go into the dressing room and then you're like, oh my gosh, this looks like crap, and like or looking at skinny girls, because everything that you say is really a reflection of what's inside of you. So it's like looking at skinny girls and going like, oh my god, why is she so skinny? Oh my god, am I ever going to be that skinny? Just, oh, look at that dress, it's so cute. God, I wish I could look good in that, but I can't. Like, this is constantly going on in your brain, and after the contest, it was gone. Like, I don't have it now. Like, it's gone. And that's how, like,
So, okay, hang on, stop.
go ahead.
How long has that other dialogue been going on?
Oh, my whole entire life. Because I was an overweight child, and in high school, even though I was 115, 120, I still felt fat against the other skinnier girls. My whole entire life, it's been there. And then,
So it's detached from reality. Like you said, you could be light and you still don't like what you see.
yes. And so,
So what changed?
oh gosh.
Or can you even describe? You just know what changed.
I know it changed. I think Now, looking back at it, a part of it is because the truth that you discover during, you know, with Itzabi and with Venus and during the contest and the process and how fast, I mean, I lost 22 pounds throughout the whole entire, how fast it happened, how simple it was. It wasn't easy, right? Not easy. It's simple. How simple it was. It opened up this thing that just makes you feel like, oh my God, this is so easy. I know how to do this. I can do this for the rest of my life. No problem. And so it took out all this BS that's been there for a really long time that the media portrays or what you read on the internet, what you hear from your friends. It just took all of that away. You're like, oh, it's so simple. I just eat less, move more.
And so, so the resulting feeling is like a relaxation, or what is it? Like,
It's like this peace. Like, none of the comments of, like, you know, seeing a girl and like now I could see the girls in the open, their photos. And before I'd probably be like, oh my God, am I even really going to get there? But now it's like, oh, I know how to get there. I can get there if I really wanted to. I just have to find a strong enough why. I can get there. No problem.
Gotcha.
Just eat less, more. And that's another thing I want to point out is paying attention to your beliefs, because during the contest, I actually had to ask myself, do I really believe I can get to a 25-inch waist, 24 actually, index? I got to 25, but do I even really believe that? I mean, I've been 31, 30, 29. Do I really believe I can get there? And the answer was no. It was like, no, I don't know. 24, that sounds like not even possible. So I had to really think about my beliefs. Like, is working out really hard? Do I think it's hard? Is it difficult? Or is it easy? Is saying no to food hard? Or is it easy? Or is it all in my head? Like, I really got to pay attention about my beliefs about health and fitness. And I had to do, like, some crazy stuff. Like, I called them mental hacks. I had to do some mental hacks during the contest to get through it.
Oh, I think everybody does.
Yeah,
I think that's do. I think that's the key. The, like, well, okay, so do you have, like, specific, like, things
I do.
You did? Yeah, well, hit me.
I do. I have one called, like, a cause and effect, like, and then what? That's all I ask myself is, and then what? Like, I would look at cake at a baby shower, and I'd be like, I want to eat the cake, and then what? Okay, the cake is going to taste good. And then I'm going to be glad I ate it. And then what? And then the cake's going to be, like, I'm going to finish the cake. And then it's going to be good for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then what? And then I'm going to want more. And then I may or may not eat more. And then after the feeling good subsides, I'm going to beat up myself. And then what? Because then I'm in this contest, and then I sabotage myself. And then I'm going to feel like crap because I'm a failure. I'm never going to be able to do this. And then when I go through that process real quick in my head, the cake doesn't look so good anymore.
And how many and then whats do you do until you get to an answer that makes sense?
Yeah. And you know, for example, another question or mind hack was like, how is that a problem? Like, I don't feel like working out. How is that a problem? Well, if I don't work out, I'm not going to get to my goal. And if I don't get to my goal, I'll be a failure. And I'm sick of being a failure. And so basically, it wasn't about working out. It was about not wanting to fail or feeling worthless or feeling like you're not good enough. So I really had to go to the core issues of why, you know, why I wanted to eat a bit more than I should and why I didn't want to exercise when I should. So,
well, that's pretty potent stuff. I mean, everyone has their little, it's important. Everyone has their little, I don't think anyone's phrased it like mind hacks, but that makes perfect sense.
Yes. And so, and it's also across other areas of your life too. It's not really, when you say I have this problem, how is that a problem? It's not really that's not the problem. It's something else, like, beneath. You kind of got to uncover what the real deal is.
Did you accept the fact, or did you understand that that's eventually what was going to have to happen? It wasn't just a body thing. It was probably going to dig up some other stuff in your life.
Oh, yeah. I did some NLP, and so I studied NLP, and I read a lot of books about the mind, and so
Was that
I
something like
discovered a lot of.
off-putting, or were you like, oh boy, if I'm doing this, I'm probably gonna run into some other things?
I've been unearthing a lot of things the past 10 years. I've been, it, because every experience you have is really a reflection of what's inside. Like all your thoughts is just a reflection of what's inside of you. Like a lot of girls will say, like, "Oh, that girl's so skinny. Like I hate her. She's so skinny." It's not because you have a problem with a girl. It's because you have a problem with you inside of yourself because you're not her. So whenever we have a problem with something outside of us, it's really a reflection of what's inside. So, which is kind of cool now because I don't have that anymore.
Right, so this process, getting through this, just forces you to face all that.
Yes. And I also, other mind hacks I used were, they're called submodalities. Basically, for example, this is what's called universals. Like, if you close your eyes and imagine the sun coming up, or the sun rising, you know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. So that's a place in your mind where you're sure that it's going to happen. So, whatever location it's at in your mind, like if it's like upper center, the color, the brightness, is it panoramic? Is it a movie? Are there any sounds? So I used that technique, and what I did was I would imagine Alicia's after picture, and I would put my head and my body, I mean, not her body, but like my body, but looking like hers. And my head in her pose with the green background, and I would put that in that universal. So I'll work out, and when I'm feeling kind of like, ugh, am I going to get through this set? I'll imagine that. So it's as if you're telling your mind that that's going to happen no matter what, because you're certain it's going to happen.
Like almost like a pre a, like almost like predestination.
Kind of, yeah. And I even started, there's you could do some modalities also for food that you dislike. Like I dislike mayonnaise. So when I imagine mayonnaise, it's located in a certain corner in my mind, and it's like a feeling. And then if there's something that I'm craving that I know I don't really need to eat, I'll put it, make it the same submodality as mayonnaise. So then it'll feel all yucky, and then I don't want to eat it anymore. And also, if there was an event that I wasn't too happy about, I would play it like a movie in your mind, like you're watching a movie, and then you fast forward it and rewind it, and you scramble it up, like you make the picture like cartoons. You distort the color, you distort the sound. And so, when you're feeling bad about something, you can play it like a movie and distort it. So you're kind of like washing it out of your mind. So then I would feel better, like things like that.
That's
Let's
a lot of
see.
stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you just research NLP, like there's lots of stuff. I use that. I had to use it through the contest because, it's tough. Like fasting, I did 60-hour fasts for the first 5 weeks.
Okay, you know what? Get back to that, because you said the first fast was you were like made you want to eat a lot, and then you couldn't do it. So when at what
Oh,
point did you figure out you
okay.
could actually do them?
Oh yeah. So I posted it. I posted my hardship online at the community, and Kimberly was like, "Oh, don't worry. I don't do 24-hour fasts. I could do like 18 max," and that made me feel a little better. So there was a nutritional company in the past that I had used to do cleansing, what they quote unquote call cleansing, and so they had these products. And so I said, okay, you know what? Let's make it easy. Let's take these cleanse drinks. And I actually calculated it. If you end up eating 270 calories a day with our cleanse products.
Oh, that's really low.
So, yeah. So I in the first 2 or 3 weeks, I decided I was going to use the products. And then I remember you had a podcast that said, all these nutritional companies, they just tell you to take this, but you really don't need to. So then one day, I just didn't take the product for 60 hours. I just drank water and coffee, like black coffee once a day. And then I was like, holy crap, I didn't need any of those products. So you don't need them.
Now, you know what?
So,
Some people need them for the ritual. Like, it keeps them
right.
going because of the ritual. Like, there's so much to be said for ritual in general. I think that's the problem with modern medicine is the disconnect between the ritual of being attended to, being like sort of maternally cared for by your health practitioner instead of being processed, so to speak, like a widget. Even though there's data both directions, like where, there's some data suggesting that if a physician just, gets to the point, doesn't entertain your emotions, it's just like, look, do this, go. That's actually, there's some data suggest that's actually better, but then people are disenchanted when they're like, well, he just treated me like a widget and I wanted her to like care for me a little, like bedside manner, all this stuff, right? So there's something to be said for that kind of the ritual. Like some people, some physicians can't do anything for you, but if they just like are nice to you, you'll feel better. So it's like something to be said for like adding rituals in that make you feel better, even if we can't measure that it did anything. So for some people, that maybe it started that way. Maybe the only reason you got to the point where you could take them away is because you started with them.
Yes, and that's what I was about to say. I was about to say that it helped with the mental part of it. And so it was a process. So I know that some girls post that they have trouble fasting. So it's sometimes I think we look for the quick result, like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. No, you got to ease into it, make it 12 hours into 16, into 18, into 24. It's a process. I mean, I started Venus, in January and only joined the contest in August. And so be kind to yourself as you're doing the process and ease into it, ease into the fasting. And it does get easier. It totally gets easier.
Yeah, but if you want to spend 2 months working your way up to a full 24, you can do that. There's no rule against that. Yeah.
Yes,
So
absolutely. And
you found your way, but you said you did a couple longer ones. Or is it just the
oh,
one?
I just did 60, like the first 5 weeks. And I think that just
Okay, wait,
helped
what do you mean?
because,
What do you mean? You did that like every week?
yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
I had the program that nutritional company had was like a 9 day cleanse where it was like the first 2 days was 2 days of cleanse, and then the days 8 and 9 was 2 days of cleanse. So I just said, okay, I'm just going to do them back to back and see how it goes. And it allowed me to not be so strict on myself on the other days. So it was kind of like just a trade off. Like mentally, it just felt okay. And I, 60 hours, I don't know. I mean, you guys know you could do it longer. So I guess it's how you want to look at it. Is it easy or is it hard? So.
I've done that. I've tried 5 days too, which was like, eh, too much. But
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
after a couple days, you're just cruise control, right? Like you sort of forget about food.
Yes, and I actually had to really, really, another mind hack, I guess you could say, is I had to get mad about food. Like I kind of got when I realized, like when I was counting calories, because that was the first week of the contest, I said, okay, let's find out all about this calorie stuff. I kind of got mad because it's kind of like your last podcast about the finances. The whole industry, our whole entire society, is set up for you to fail at weight loss. I mean, you walk into a grocery store, and it's just like you look at the calories of everything in there, and I kind of got mad because I was like, "Damn, they're setting you up. They're taking your money. Then they want you to eat more. They make their foods so that it's good, like this right amount of salt, sugar, and fat, so that you want more. And then they make you fat, and then they make you sad. Like, this is not cool."
Well, yeah, I don't know that it's malicious on the food company. They just want to produce
No,
something
it's
that you
not.
find tasty, but it's just we're not built to handle that yet. You know what? Maybe we will evolve over a few generations to be able to handle both the food abundance, like how much there is, how
Yes.
easy the access is, and how tasty and like I don't know if you've heard us say the term Moorish, like certain foods, like the high sugar, salt, fat ones beget you wanting more of them after you eat them. So it's like you
Yes.
just want that's called Moorish. So like
Oh, okay.
maybe we'll evolve to be able to handle that situation, but we currently aren't. Like
Right.
it might be 10 generations from now where people can handle any of that. It's just no big deal. But since the Industrial Revolution, it's only been a few generations since food has been this cheap, this abundant. Like we're literally only couple generations into it, so it's just it's normally with and also combined with the sedentary lifestyle. When you add that in, we're literally maybe the second generation in who could be this lazy. So we are like the front edge of the human race that's dealing with this, and that's why the obesity overweight rate just goes up in every industrialized country. The more money people have, the more sedentary their jobs are, the more sort of quote comfortable life is. We all just get fat because there's nothing forcing us to move, and there's nothing stopping us from eating. So it's going to be time. It's good time. I think faster than we can actually figure out how to deal with it from a medical standpoint or from a lifestyle standpoint, we'll evolve to handle it. Like
Hopefully.
that'll probably be, if anything, my guess is evolution will happen faster than anything else to that end, anyways.
Maybe there'll come a point where everybody's so obese they have to, where it becomes like a real problem.
Oh, I see
Well,
what
not
you're
a
saying.
real problem.
Well,
It already is a real problem, but
yeah.
imagine if like 99% of the society is like super obese.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, the theory. Okay, we're getting off topic, but
Yeah, we are.
the theory there is the medical system won't be able to keep up, and all of those, that will self-select out, right? And then
Right.
what will be
Right.
left are the people who can handle that kind of food, right?
Right.
Because just because the obesity rate's going up, it doesn't mean everyone's obese. There's still a huge chunk of the
Right.
population that isn't. And
Right.
if natural selection worked just how it works, then those people would eventually be the ones predominantly repopulating in the new sort of the next generations coming forward. And then it'll be what? Obesity? What? Who? What? No, food, whatever. We can handle the food. It's no big deal. So it's
Right.
only some of us. It's only gets some of us. It gets a lot of us, but not all of us, so to speak.
Yeah, and so I had to use that to get mad. Like I kind of fueled that emotion to go into a store. Like my boyfriend, he was eating. He was actually doing AI contests at the same time,
No, okay.
which is funny because he got injured at week 8 because he was pushing himself too hard. He got a little excited, so but he could eat 2,000 plus calories, and I was eating like 800. So we would go to the store, and I would get mad. I would just be like, "Nope."
That make you feel ripped off?
You know what? It does, but I think it's like, what can I do about it? You know
Well,
what I mean? Like, I can't change.
you're small compared to most guys. Like,
Right.
yeah, and then that's
Yeah.
another thing. I think the deck's stacked against you, girls in general, women, whatever, because like it seems like the world's built, and I've said this before, for portion sizes for men, and that it's not it's, it makes more sense, or at least in my experience, it's as if the type of portion I can find in a restaurant or anywhere that's sort of besides me cooking it myself, maybe even in recipes, but besides me cooking it myself. In our society, a portion sort of works for me, but it would either max out what a girl could eat, or it would be
Yeah.
it would the girl would always the woman the girl would always have to cut her thing down or pay attention, whereas most guys can get away with eating out every day at least one meal,
Yep.
and that
They
meal,
could.
yeah, as long, I might have to cut down on what I do the rest of the day, but I could still get away with it. Whereas a lot of girls, even that one meal out, they might not even, if you're trying to pay attention to your body, you can't even get through the portion they serve you. Like that's it for your whole day,
No, you
right?
can't.
So it's sort of
We're the
not,
restaurant.
yeah, it's not built
Oh,
for you
going.
guys.
No. And he had a peanut butter sandwich every night before
Oh.
sleeping. So it's like I'm fasted, and then like peanut butter toast is like
Oh yeah.
floating around in the air. It was sad for me. But that's okay. We this is what I've got. I gotta work with what I've got, and so
Well, you did a
not
good
gonna.
job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And
So what'd you think when you got to the end there and saw your pictures? You said you as you
how
said
did
you
I feel?
yeah, well, how'd you feel? You said you had a story about some of your
Oh, the
pictures.
pictures. Okay. For those that are now joining the VT7 contest, I'm not a picture kind of gal. I don't like taking pictures. I don't look at pictures and go, "Oh, can you take it again? Because like you got my bad side."
Yeah.
So, I got an amateur. He's a friend who has all this photo equipment just as a hobby, and I was moving also that last week, and so nothing could have prepared me for the photo shoot. No matter how many podcasts I would have listened to. It was a totally, it's something you just got to experience. And
Yeah.
so it was pretty funny because the guy who took my pictures was a friend who's a nurse, and he was getting off his night shift, so he hasn't slept.
Oh man.
So we got some Jack and Coke.
Oh, atta
And
girl.
yeah, and him and my boyfriend Aries were kind of just setting up, and so get the spray tan. That's get the spray tan. Like, I paid $30. Get it, no matter what, because it's awesome to see yourself in a spray tan. It takes like another couple pounds off visually. It's amazing. And pose. Posing is hard, man. Like, I hurt like after that photo shoot. It was tough. I don't think when people say they practice posing for like an hour, they're right. You gotta practice that stuff for an hour. I don't think I could have, prepared for that part.
I'd say practicing posing is a workout, is probably a mild cardio workout, maybe even moderate cardio workout itself.
Moderate, yes, absolutely. And
Yeah.
it's funny, like it was just like stick your butt out and turn this and turn that and then smile. And it's like, no, dude, I can't. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
And you have to hit it at the right second. So, yeah, just have fun at your photo shoot. But if you really want to prepare for it, practice posing a lot.
Yeah,
And
it's not obvious for anyone who hasn't done it.
no, and the lighting, I mean, I don't, he was just, he's just does this as a hobby. Whether I would do it with a professional next time, I think you just have to go through the experience of doing it a whole bunch of times, and eventually you kind of know what you're looking for. But yeah, I mean, it was just pretty funny because nothing could have prepared me for the photo shoot.
No, I think you nailed
I
it. It
was just,
looks really good.
oh, thank you. Yeah, by the end, I was just like, can you just please get the one shot, just get the back, the side, the front, and just get, I was fasted. I just wanted to eat. Like, I really just wanted to like eat at the shoot. Like, I was just like, can I just please eat? And do the I didn't do the water flush. I kind of got confused with that. I was My scale says I'm 20% body fat. I don't know if it's right. I mean, it's probably not, but I didn't know whether I should or I shouldn't. So I kind of like makeshifted, like the date too. I was supposed to do it on a Tuesday. I ended up doing it on a Sunday. So at week six, already start to think about it. Book your photo shoot, book the tan, whatever. You're by the bikini. Plan it already so you don't have to worry about it in the end because it's kind of stressful. So that's a suggestion that I have for those. But like, don't wait till the end if you're not, if you're not like the picture type. Don't wait till the end. Just week six, halfway through, plan it already.
And start practicing your posing then.
Oh yeah, and it's really weird because I think at week six you're just thinking, am I even really gonna get to the 25-inch waist? Maybe, maybe not. So do I really need to practice posing? You're kind of like, kind of not sure yet whether you're gonna get there. So, but trust the all the girls who probably did the photo shoot will tell you the same thing. Just plan it,
Did
and
you now
be
and so
certain.
did when did you plan yours?
The week 12.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, it was kind of like I kind of knew what I was gonna do in my head, but really, like booking everything, I did it 3 days before. Like, I was like, "Hey, dude, can you come down on Sunday? Okay, let's do it."
But did he
And I'll.
know earlier than that, or you just sprung it on him right then?
He kind of knew I was gonna take after photos, and I was just gonna do it when he was free, because you have that window for a couple of days. So, I just kind of sprung. Like, can you do it Sunday after work? But no sleep. But he loves his photography stuff. And that's why we did the two backgrounds. Because I said, can we just do the black? And I just wanted to do the black. And then he's like, wait a minute, no, we should do the white. And I go, so we did the white too. The photo shoot took like 8 hours.
Yeah, it takes time. It definitely takes
Yeah,
time.
setting up, doing all the lighting and all that stuff. So it was funny because if you go to a professional, they'd probably say, oh, it's a 1 hour session. So I don't
I
really
don't know
know.
though, for this sort of thing, I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think so. Like, if you want to get a bunch of different shots, like if you just want one or two, it might, but I mean they have to have the lighting already prearranged, right? And even then they have to mess around with it, so.
Oh yeah, they messed around with the lighting lots. I mean, he had like an umbrella thingy, and he had like backflashes. I don't know what he was doing, and he was just doing this as a hobby. So, he was thinking, he was having fun along the way for his own agenda, using his toys. But I was suffering because I was in the heels, posing, 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 and relax, smile, like all in the same moment. And I was just like, dude, this is not, and you're starving, and you can't drink any water.
It's like relax, smile, flex,
Yeah,
stick your butt out, look happy.
Exactly.
Well, that's about it. That's par for the course for these things.
Yes, and so yeah, I
So does that
again,
give you a
I
different appreciation? Is that the first time you've been in such a photo shoot like that?
yes,
So does that give you a
yes,
new
and
appreciation for like what you see in magazines and on and all that?
absolutely. I mean, even the whole water load thing in my mind, if I had to do it, just the amount of work, mental work that you had to do, and then the mental work during the photo shoot and the physical work, whole new appreciation for people who do it, who want to do it, and who think it's fun.
It's not it's never what people think it is. It's significantly more. It's not actually like I get the point where people are like, and you want me to smile? Like it's the entire process isn't exactly like it's not like you're having a ball. You're struggling. Plus you're a little bit dehydrated or whatever, or or like you were fasted, and for
I
you guys it
was.
must be even worse because you're wearing heels. So.
Oh, that was a pain. And yeah, the smiling part was the funniest part. It's like, relax your face and smile. That was like, no way, are you gotta be kidding me? And I read somewhere that they even said that, like, even if you're really fit, it doesn't really mean you'll make a good model because, it's almost kind of like a skill you have to be
Yeah,
able
there's
to
some about like
pose and angle yourself.
some people can just work it on camera and others
Yeah.
just don't work it as well. I don't know. I don't understand it. It just turns out that way. And some people can't control the look they end up with on camera. Like
Yeah.
some people look like kind of seductive, sexy. And they can't not look that way. They can't dial it down to just pleasant. It just turns into this. I don't know if that sounds stupid, but you know what I mean? Like there's one girl I
No,
know.
I totally know what
There's
you
one
mean.
girl I know where the photographer's like, that's like this audience is predominantly like it's a girl in the picture and the audience for whatever magazine it is it's a woman's magazine. So like you don't need to be so seductive looking. You have to be just more like, just look, pleasant like a girl. And she can't help it. When she's on camera, she's just automatically like having sex with the camera. I don't know how else to say it. And she can't not have that look, and she's not trying. It's just what the way she comes out on camera. And so they don't even use her for certain photo shoots. They're like, ah, she can't do the other look, the normal look. She's it's either like a seductive, sexy look for her or nothing. So that's it. And it doesn't matter what she's
Wow.
wearing, that's just the look she ends up with.
It's just the wrong magazine.
Yeah, well basically. Well no, it's the wrong magazine, the wrong issue, whatever it
Right, I
is.
mean, she needs to get another magazine.
Yeah, basically. So they're like, "Can you not do that?" And she's like, "I'm not doing anything." And it's like, oh, "All right, well then, this is just what you look like."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the end is pretty. And looking at your photos too, like you really do have to take a lot of shots. He didn't take as many shots as, at the end, I just wanted to eat. And that was the wrong mindset because I just wanted to eat and get it done and over with. I really should have been more like, you please take as many shots as you can. Can you try different poses? I didn't try very, I think I tried like two poses. I didn't even try. I just wanted to get it done and over with. So, depending on your situation, how long you have the photographer for, or if it's a friend, just take as many as you
Oh
can
yeah,
and
get a
see if.
thousand if you can.
Oh yeah, exactly. I never really realized, so I was just looking at it in the end. I'm like, okay, why is my hand, like those little things. But I mean, it's my first time. Like I said, nothing could have prepared me for
Yeah,
such an
well, you did a good
experience.
job for your first time, so.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to. It'll help you for the second time around. So it's just something you have to experience.
Okay,
And
so
then.
well, I mean, do you have any more in your notes? We're getting on to the end. We have to wrap this thing up.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Just for anybody who's thinking about doing the contest, it's really more than the physical, and you really get a new you at the end. You get a new brain, or at least for me, I have a whole brand new brain. I'm now able to say I focused on something for 12 weeks and I got to where I wanted to go. And now I don't ever have to worry about being overweight again because I know how to do it already. And if I, like right now I'm 2 pounds over contest weight. Like I can, no big deal. Keep the swing small. So think not when you're go when, I guess when you're thinking about weight loss, you just want to get to the weight, but there's really so much more than that. It's like you get a whole new you, a whole new mindset. So, I was totally appreciative of that, and actually didn't find that out until the end, but it's something to look forward to. Let's see, just feed your brain good stuff, you know, listen to the podcasts while you're walking, keep it simple, and find a plan where, you know, you don't have to encounter a lot of resistance within yourself. So for me, it was really simple. It's either I do it or I don't. It's 3 times a week of Venus workout, walk 10,000 steps a day, keep my calories low. Everything else just was commentary. Everything else going on in my head. Just as long as I kept those 3 things, I was good. And I guess last thing is it works. The program works. I think maybe in the beginning, especially last January, I was kind of like, does this really work? My weight didn't even move. And then, and then I found out the diet part, and I was still tinkering around with that. But the program works. You know, go to the community, go through all the forums, go through the blogs, go to all the contest winners, go through their blogs. You know, they did it. How I did it was following what they did. So you can do it too. So.
Okay. That's good. I think it's the perfect place to leave it.
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
And for Deanne Hernandez, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.